Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, good Monday to you folks. How was your weekend? Well, I hope it's well. We've entered a Monday again, and we've entered a new month. And we've entered yet another edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's February 1st, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend in about 5 minutes. Well, Google's ready to beam 5G to all of us. Yes, I'm talking about internet. It's part of their new top secret project, which I guess is not so top secret anymore, huh? It's called Project Skybender, and all according to The Guardian, it aims to deliver 5G internet from solar drones. Now, what Google is doing with this, they begin experimenting with millimeter wave-based internet. And supposedly, this is going to be up to 40 times faster than any LTE could dream possible. In fact, according to The Guardian in the report, they said that the access to this new spectrum of millimeter wave would be much needed, since the cell phone spectrum is way overcrowded nowadays. Gee, I can't imagine why, can you? Practically everybody's born with a cell phone now. Now, of course, yes, this is all just testing to see how this thing is actually going to work, and it's only going to continue to July, because that's when the FCC says, yes, we're going to give you the then, and then we got to pull the plug on the thing. Sounds cool. The only thing I'm worried about is how reliable is a drone carrying our internet? That one I'm not so sure of. Well, what was once for celebrities, of course, and more higher profile people, Facebook is finally open to the rest of us. I'm talking about live video streaming. Yes, Zuck has given the okay, at least for iOS people, that yes, you can start broadcasting from your Facebook account. And if you're thinking, oh great, here's another app I gotta download, nope, nothing like a Meerkat or Periscope. You actually just go into your Facebook app that you already have. It's built right in. Though it has to be said, there is a lot of similarities to Periscope, that's for sure. You're gonna see how many live viewers you have, and of course read incoming comments. Of course, not having to install an app is a great thing, but remember, your Facebook audience is only as big as your friends list. That is, unless you just feel secure enough to completely open up your profile to the world. Speaking of Facebook and taking other ideas and integrating them, how would you like something that's very similar to Uber being involved with Facebook? Well, it looks like that might be happening. There's been a new patent that's revealed how Facebook can actually use invites. Yes, you know those little things you get popping up every once in a while. And then attached to those invites will be, hey, how do you want to go there? Do you want to go by train, car? How would you like us to come get you? In fact, there's a lot of options pop up saying how much would you charge a passenger? Are you willing to ride with strangers or just friends? From that, the site will actually connect you to other people going on the same event who need a ride. So it's kind of like Uber, but it sounds a little scarier than Uber, doesn't it? Of course, Facebook isn't commenting on this thing yet. No. And no, it's not live on any Facebook profile just yet. It's only a proof of concept. But who knows? In the future, we may have a choice of an Uber or a Zucker. Well, believe this or not, Apple thinks maybe their iPhone prices are just a tad too high. In fact, the big man himself said it, Mr. Tim Cook. The reason why he said it? Well, because of the decline in iPhone sales. That has to be said. What's a little bit funny about this comment from Tim Cook is actually the selling prices of iPhones have actually went up. $691, that's actually the average price. That's up from $687. So yes, Apple's saying, yeah, we've raised our iPhone prices, but telling the customers at the same time that they're too high. Okay. In fact, according to Apple's currency index chart, that $100 spent with Apple way back in 2014 is actually now equivalent to only $85 today. Whatever the case may be, I don't expect the iPhone to go down in price anytime soon. In fact, never. Finally, yes, today's and finally is yet another tip, kind of like it was on Friday's edition. Are you using Microsoft's Edge browser? Okay, all right. Are you using it, say, in that in private mode, saying, ooh, I want to be incognito? Well, you're anything but, because that in private mode, it ain't covering your online tracks for crap. Yeah, you can still peek behind and see what's going on and where you've been. So how is this happening? Well, apparently Edge is actually recording browsing history in private mode, and then beyond that, by examining the web catch file, someone can actually just go in and reconstruct your entire history. All of this done in private mode. Now, of course, Microsoft, yes, they are aware of the problem. In fact, they recently became aware of a report that claims in private tabs are not working as designed. And we are committed to resolving this as quickly as possible. Tell you what, I'm going to help you solve it as quickly as possible today. In fact, dump Edge if you want privacy on the web. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger, and the British Tech Slack room, BritishTech.slack.com, for the British Tech community. As for the news show, well, yeah, we're trying to get through Monday just like you. We're looking forward to Tuesday. And yes, we will be back on Tuesday getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, let's get Monday done. Let's get it over. And thank you so much for listening.